Okay, let's get into Parshas Kisavo, Tavshin Ayin Tes, as we have here the second to last shiur of the year, halachically, we'll call it. But Parshas Kisavo, as we know, all of these parshias, as we discussed last week, has something to do with Chodesh Elul this time of year, as the parshias always do, not coincidentally. And we start off with a Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer at the beginning of our parsha. The Torah starts off, as we know, with the mikra, the mitzvah of mikra bikurim, at the beginning of our parsha. Quantitatively, the parsha has the tochacha. We are fulfilling a takana derabanan, a takana of Ezra, going back thousands of years. This Shabbos, when we read the tochacha, which has to be read the Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. That's the penultimate Shabbos before those 2 days. So when we hear the tochacha, we have to know it's a fulfillment of that din, of that din derabanan. But the Torah starts off, Ahaya kisavo el aretz, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noseh Lecha Nachla, when you come to the land that Hashem will give you for an inheritance, v'yirishta v'yashavta ba, you will live there. V'lakachta me'reishis kol pri adama, you'll take from the reishis, not all the reishis, from the reishis. Chazal Darshan, that means it only applies to the shivas haminim, does not apply to all fruit. There's no bikurim from apples or pears or strawberries, right? There's only bikurim from the shivas haminim. Me'reishis asher tavi me'artzacha, v'samta v'atena, you should bring it, put it into a basket, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And we've spoken in the past about the amazing Bikurim parade that is described in the Mishnayos and Bikurim of those that bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So there is a Medrash. The Medrash tells us, the Chasam Sofer quotes it in the Sifri. Bis-Sifri, im tekayim ashakasiv b'inyin zeh, if you fulfill what's written in this section, in this parsha, Tirash Haaretz, so then you will be zoche to inherit the land. Sounds like you fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, bringing the first fruits, so then you'll be zoche to get Eretz Yisrael. V'hiksha Moriah Hafla. The Hafla, one of the Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer had two famous Rebbeim, Rav Nasan Adler and the Hafla, Rav Horowitz. So v'hiksha mori afla ha'ein bikurim el acha yirushiv yeshiva. What does Chazal mean? If you do bikurim, then you'll be zochet to go into Eretz Yisrael. You can't do bikurim until you get into Eretz Yisrael, right? Usually, if you do a mitzvah and you're zochet and you're mekayim it, so then you will get this reward. But how could Eretz Yisrael be the reward for bikurim if you can't do bikurim unless you get into Eretz Yisrael first? That's the kasha of his Rebbe, the Hafla. The Yesh Lomar, he says, says the Chasam Sofer, let me ask another question to start answering my Rebbe's kasha. We know, we say in the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon, the mitzvah da'araisa of Shevach v'hoda after we eat, Anu Omrim, Moda Menachnu Lecha, or we have, Noda Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Al Shenchata Lavoseinu, Eretz Chen Datov Rechava, V'al Shotzisadu Hashem Elokeinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Uftisenu Me'savadim. Did we ever think about that order before? Thank you, Hashem, for giving us Eretz Yisrael and for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Isn't that chronologically the opposite? As we should say, No da lecha al shotzi sanu me'eretz Mitzrayim ve'heveinu le'eretz Yisrael le'eretz chem da tova rechava. And yet it's the opposite. Yes, Yehoshua ben Nun wrote this bracha. As we mentioned in the past, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha of benching when the man fell. Hazana sa'olam, no delecha, Eretz Chemda, Yeshua ben Nun wrote when he came into Eretz Yisrael. But why is the order switched? Every time we bench, we should think about this question. Eretz Chemda, Tov Rechava, V'yal Shalot Yisanu, V'yeretz Mitzrayim, V'kasha, Hare Tchila Hotzianu Mimitzrayim, V'yacharkach, Hin Chilana Eretz Yisrael. U'may time mehiktim she'en chalta. Why is that first? Avala emes, Yore Darko. Let me tell you a true answer. Ubazeis Yashiv Gamkein Kushis Ramban. And by the way, this will answer a third question before I give the answer. Says the Chasam Sofer, my Rebbe's Kasha, my Kasha, and the Ramban's Kasha. What's the Ramban's Kasha? That he asks on the Sifri. The Sifri, we know the Sifri is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Dvarim, right? We have the Toras Kodeh Mechilta on Shmos, and the Sifra, Toras Kohanim on Vayikra, and the Sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So, to ask the Rabban on the Sifri, to Mefarish beParshas V'Hayim Shemoa, in the second Parsha of Kriyashma, where we have V'Hayim Shemoa, V'Satemes Tavarai Eila Al Vavchem, you shall put these words on your heart, Koi Ala El. It's referring to what was just mentioned beforehand, V'Avadtem Mehera, that you will go into Golos, V'Hayinu Bolos Tasim Ola Vavchem, Right? The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos has a long discussion of this, that when you go into Galus, put these on your heart. Very famous formulation of the Ramban, that there is an element of every mitzvah that is missing in Chutz La'aretz, not just the mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, even Tefillin and Mezuzah. The Ramban writes, "Ein odom tefillin mezuzah in chutz la'aretz." To tefillin mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes clearly a number of times, even though some can't fathom that he said it, but that's the context of this of the psukim and the medrash. But v'yim kain. So the psukim in the Shema is talking about. The Ramban says, "V'satam esvara el al v'afchem al nafshchem." Is referring to when you go into galus, keep the mitzvah. So it's referring to a time when Eretz Yisrael go into galus. And what's the hemshach of the psukim? What happens right after the second parsha of Kriya Shema? So how can we be talking about galus? We're talking about chutz la'aretz, galus, l'man yirbu yimeichem, so that you have more time in Eretz Yisrael. Uladi kasha, hekamar he kimei shemayim al aretz. Valuksiv kasher shemayim achadash v'asher niose kein yamod zrachem v'shimchem v'yim kei v'chulu. And he continues. So how could that lead into the discussion of Eretz Yisrael? So what exactly is happening here? It's based on the Ramban. I don't think it's the Ramban's Kasha, but it's based on the Ramban's commentary on the Sifri. The Chassam Sofer asked that Kasha. So Venira Li, he writes on line 17. Nira Li, Sha'afapi, Sha'avoseinu, Hishalchu, Migoy, Elgoy, Umimam Lachoy, Alamacher. Even though our forefathers went from nation to nation, went from place to place, Mikom Makom, Bichom Makom, Shehochu, Hayalibam ve'enam v'kol machshavosam el eretz nachlasam. They always knew that they were not home. Throughout every exile, says the Chassam Sofer, writing in Hungary, number of years ago, 200 years ago, every Jewish center throughout history needed to know and hopefully knew that they were not home and they had their eyes towards Eretz Yisrael. Asher nasam lehem Hashem Yisbarach. What did the Shvatim say to Paro at the end of Sefer Bereishis? Lagur ba'aretz banu. Below this Yashiv, we just came to live here a little while. We're not here to stay for centuries. Ki b'chol rega ha'efshari da'oteinu anachalaseinu. Whenever we can, we're thinking about our destiny. We're thinking about Eretz Kena'an. V'chol zman shayadaitam kach lo shelanu bahem lo shalat bahem parav gzeirosam. As long as they had that attitude, the Shibur Mitzrayim didn't start. The Nitziv also makes this comment at the beginning of Parsha Shmos. As long as it was at the beginning, when the Shvatim were in Goshen, and they kept aside and they knew that they weren't home, so the Shibutim didn't start yet. What was the problem? All of a sudden, what does it say at the beginning of Shmos? They were all over. What does it say at the end of Vayigash? Vayeachazuba. They started having an achiza, klayakar over there. The land was full of them. Then the problem started. What we mentioned in Mikra Bikurim, we'll get to the answers in a minute, Be'ezus Hashem. But what happens by Bikurim? We give a little Jewish history lesson in two psukim. Right, and we darshan every pasuk in the Haggadah. Vayagar sham bimsei ma'at. When we went down, it was just lagur, to be a ger, to be a stranger, not to be a citizen, to be a guest. Adayin misei ma'at azgaru sham kegerim. V'lo nasu nachalasam. V'lo natshu nachalasam. They didn't leave. They didn't forget about Eretz Yisrael. And as long as they didn't forget about Eretz Yisrael, then they survived in Galus, even though they had to be there temporarily for divine purposes. Al Kain Husharnu, we are warned. And that's why in Shema, the Avatem Heir, you're going to go into Golus. You're going to have to do mitzvos, quote unquote, as practice, says the Ramban, in an extreme formulation. But there's something missing. You want to know how to survive in Golus? Always keep in mind the destiny. Laman Yirbu Yemechem Al Ha'adamah. That's where you need to end up. That's where we all need to end up. But we need to think about that when we are in Golus. The Santa Israel Al Vavchem, Laman Yirbu Yemechem, Enenu Schar. It's not that that's a reward. Ella adayin mayri begola yirbu yibechem al adama kol makom shatem hochem yukol machshav oseichem al adama kibei hashemayim. Think about al adama asher nishpa Hashem lav oseichem. That's where it has to be. And that, he says, is the pshat of benching. We say Eretz Yisrael first because that was what allowed for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. If there wasn't a goal and a destiny and a center and a target of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Chem Notov Rechava than there would never have been Vahashot Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We needed that magnet. We mentioned in the past the amazing thought that Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's quoted in the Birchon that they put out. Rav Soloveitchik, Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava. What is Eretz Chemda? Where do we have Chemda? So that lashon, the first time that's used in the Torah, is by the Eitz Hadas. Nechmad Lamara. Chava saw it and she couldn't resist. It was Nechmad Lamara. There was some type of magnetic pull that she couldn't even describe that pulled her to the tree. Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava, says Rav Soloveitchik, every Jew should have and hopefully has that magnetic pull to Eretz Yisrael, the magnetic pull to come back. We just have to not cover it up and not squash it based on other factors. And says the Chassam Sofer, and that's Bikurim. Bischus, the hope, Bikurim, then you go to Eretz Yisrael. Now the M line 17. Before you get there, think about what you're going to do there. Realize the privilege and the opportunity. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu bargained as hard as he could to come in, to do the mitzvot of Tluyas Ba'aretz, to connect to that spirituality, says the Chassam Sofer. Bishvil, bischus, the mitzvah bikurim. Bischus, the yearning for Eretz Yisrael. You go into Eretz Yisrael. Bischus, the yearning to have that connection. We went out of Mitzrayim, and we recognize that even while a Jew is in Galus. And even those of us who Baruch Hashem have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, we have to appreciate it. We have to appreciate it and never lose the cognizance of the fact that this is Eretz Chemda Tova Urechav. Okay. A connected thought but separate. Continuing, of course, Mikra Bikurim, Chafav Gimel, Uvasal HaKohen HaSheyeh BaYamam HaHeim. You'll come to the Kohen in those days. As Chazal Darshan, well, you're going to go to a Kohen in different days. It means go to the Kohen in your days. Don't think I'm only going to go to a super duper extra tzaddik Kohen. You find the Kohen in your days. And that's fine. The Amarte Elav, he got the Ayom LaShem Elokeinu. Elokecha. Ki vasi ela aretz asher nishpa Hashem avoseinu lases lanu. And he takes the tenna and he takes the basket v'chulu and you have the whole statement of Mikra Bikurim and Avrami Oved Avi. Says Rashi on Va'amarta Elav, you shall say to him in Pasuk Gimel, She'eincha kafui tova. Say to him, don't be someone without gratitude. Eincha kafui tova. Why does Rashi Dafka say that on Va'amarta Elav? You shall say it. You brought it. You're doing it. You're acting it. What's the emphasis of Va'amarta Elav? She'eincha kafui tova. Says the, if you look in the Das Torah of Yeruchim, he quotes the Ramban. Pirish Rashi, Sheincha Kavui Tova, Umazah Shar Omar, He Gadati, Matai Ze Omar. Right, he says, you come to the base of Mikdash and you say, I have told Hashem. When have you told Hashem? He Gadati Ayom. You say that I told that you're telling right now. What do you mean you told Hashem? Matai Ze Omar, Ramban, He Gadati Bipri Hazeh Sheheveti. I talk through my actions. Higatzi hayom, says the Ramban, through my bringing. V'hodesi l'Hashem Elokecha sheheviani la'aretz asher nishpa l'avoseinu la says lanu. So that's the Ramban. Higatzi, through I'm bringing my first fruit to the servants of God. I recognize that Hashem wants me to do this. So that's my hodah. So asks Rav Yeruchim, I don't understand then. V'im b'hava aso es pri kvar munach ba siper v'hodaya, is if just by bringing the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, that already is an act that reflects hodah to Hashem, my inyan amirasa, why have to say anything for? I talk through my actions, right? Actions are louder than words. So I already said hodah to Hashem through my bringing. What do I have to say anything for? Ma'u mosif bo, says Rav Yeruchim. Let's remember our Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. This is the less known part of that Ramban. Then the Parshas Bo, the Ramban is a long piece, which is well known. It's all about where the Ramban discusses that there's no such thing as teva. Everything is nes. It's just teva that we're used to. And we have to believe that every single thing in life is not mikra, is not teva. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second. So at the end of that, in that same piece, He also discusses as follows. That's the piece that Rav Yerucham quotes now. Line 6. Ki akone mizuza bizuzachod vikav o bepischo viniskave binyana. If a person buys a mezuzah and affixes it to his doorpost, I put up a mezuzah, that is an act of emunah. That's an act of belief in hashkacha. That's, I believe that Hashem, hinei lo yon and lo yishan. Hashem is always watching. Whenever I do a mitzvah, says the Ramban, that's an act, not just of a mitzvah. That's an act of, A, I believe in Hashkachas Hashem and He wants me to do this. I believe in a mitzvah. I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything to be able to do this. And that's why we have to be zoyer in a mitzvah kalaka v'chamura, shekulan chamuros, v'chavivos ma'od, shebechol shah adam modeh bohen le'lokav. At every moment, a person is modeh. V'kavanas kala mitzvah shena'amin be'elokeinu v'node elav shu bar'enu. Look at that last line. The kavana of all mitzvos, says the Ramban, is that we believe in Hashem and we are no debt to Him. Is that admit? Is that thank? One of those. Shehu bar'enu. Hine, says the Das Torah. The Ramban tells us that in a deeper sense, the goal of our life is to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the goal of our life. Through our mitzvos, which is the Sodis Yitzias Mitzrayim Chol Inyani Emunah LaPratel. The Kavanas Romamus Hakel Betfili continues. It's all about Hodah. And now says Rav Yerucham now, Hu Yisod Parsha Seinu. All mitzvahs are about Hodah, but you know what? There's also an idea of Hodah Bepeh. Actions aren't enough. We buy flowers for somebody, it's the card that makes all the difference. Because the card, I'm saying it could be also be verbal also. But a card is a formulation of communication. It's different than just general hodah. Ki lo dai bi agod of hodah asher be'etzem maisa avasa bikurim u'bekavan aso aleha. Alecha lavo'u lahagid zedafka bepeh mole. You have to say it. Thank you is about verbalizing also. It's not just with actions. Ki karav elecha adavar mo'od, as we'll read next week, beficho, bevavcha, lasoso, the three different parts of our avodas Hashem. Beficho, bevavcha, lasoso. Dibur, lev, and action, and ma'isa. Those are the three chalakim. Ve'ein echad me'em pachus me're'ehu. And none of them are greater than the other one. Chelek shel beficha, eino pachus min chelek shel la'asoso. And we have to make sure that we don't minimize. If we think we did the action, what do I have to say anything for? Say anything for? No, talking, saying it, verbalizing is an amazing step. Just like maybe we'll talk a little bit about this in a couple of weeks in Shabbat Shuva. I could be sorry about something, but until I verbalize it, I didn't do it. Fascinating, it's the same word. Vidui. Vidui. Hoda'a. Mode. Similar ideas. Anyway, back to our discussion. So Anitasi says the Das Torah, that's Rashi. V'yomarte lov she'eincha kafui tova. Don't just say, I did the mitzvah. That itself is a hoda'a. We have to verbalize our thank you. I think we've quoted in the past the Abu Dram's comment of one of the great Rishonim, that the only part of Chazaras Hashatz that we don't rely on the Chazin is Modim. Because you can't say Modim by proxy. You can't make a Shliach. It has to be personal. We have to say it ourselves. And we don't rely on the Chazin for that. The only part of Chazaras Hashatz that applies to. Okay. The next source that we have, Perach HaVav Pasik Vav, which is in Mikra Bikurim. A pasik that describes Mikra Bikurim, where we say, we give a little Jewish history lesson from Pasuk Hey and Vav and Zion and Ches and Tes and Yud, right? And that's what we darshan, those sukkim, in the Haggadah. But we start off by saying, Arami Ovid Avi, where history started with Lavan, Vayered Mitzrayma, Vayagash Meima, we went down a little bit. Pasuk Vav, Vayareyu Osanu HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim were terrible. Vayareyu osanu mitzrim. They were bad to us. Vayanunu, and they tortured us. Vayitzro leir avodah kasha, and they gave us backbreaking labor. Vanitzak al Hashem elokei avoseinu. Hashem heard our, we screamed out to Hashem. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu. He heard our voice. Vayaris anyenu vesamoleinu veslachaseinu. Interesting. The question is, it says we cried out to Hashem. But then it says, Hashem heard our anyenu and amaleinu aslachatzeinu. And in the Haggadah, we darshan that each one of these is a separate sorrow that we went through. Anyenu, preaches derech eretz. Anyenu, amaleinu, lachatzeinu. Ask the Eish Kodesh, the Piazetzna. And again, almost every vart, every thought in that sefer has to do with what he was going through as he wrote it. Rachman al-Islam, remember we found the ksavim after the war. But every vart is heart-wrenching. But here he discusses, why is it? It's not parallel. We say, the Mitzrayim were bad to us and we cried out. It doesn't say exactly what they did to us when it describes what they did to us. Just say, generally they were bad. But when it says that Hashem heard our screams about what we were going through, it delineates and lists off every tzara that we were going through. It doesn't say that they did it to us and that we cried about it. Just generally, but when Hashem heard it, He heard the anyenu, the amaleinu, the lachatzeinu, every single detail of the tzaras. Ask the Eish Kodesh, why is that not parallel? Source number three. Hadarshu Chazal, Anyenu, Amalei Lachatzeinu, Shekol Achas Letzaros Achiros, Miramzos, Einenu Zepriches Derech Eretz, Amaleinu Elo Abon, V'chulu, V'kein Lama Nemru Lo Kol Elu Vayareo Osanu Mitzvah. It's all included in that one phrase, Vayareo Osanu. So says the Eish Kodesh, there's such a powerful and painful thought, but Rachman al-Islam described so many times in Jewish history. Aval Ke'eis Ro'am Anu, he says, look around. Look around now, what do we see? She'ein anachnu margishim kol tsar v'tsara be'erech shehayinu margishim l'sha'avar kol tsara gam tana sheba aleinu. When Rachman al-Islam, that there are so many tsaras and so many difficulties in such a horrific situation, then we kind of get numbed. We kind of don't even focus. Like if we're living a regular life and we hear something terrible happens, we're like, oh, we'll crack, it's terrible. But Rachman al-Islam, something going through the Holocaust, that something terrible happens, they don't feel it anymore. Because it happens every day. And there's so many tzaras, and you bang your foot, sometimes we'll scream, but we don't scream anymore. So, vayareyu osanu, when we experienced it, we didn't feel everyone separately. We didn't feel every tzara, Rachman al-Islam, every death, every pain. We didn't feel it. We were numbed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, is not numbed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget any detail. Hashem doesn't lump it all together. Ve'ilu hayinu margishim ata, and says the Eish Kodesh, if we, and it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we would feel the pain of every tzara that we go through, that we witness now, we'd lose our minds. Wouldn't be able to function. So it's even a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would, we wouldn't be able to survive. Right, what does the Gemara say? In Shabbos, if you have a dead piece of skin, you don't feel the knife. All the nerves are dead. So what we were going through, he said, our nerves are dead. We don't feel anything. But he's still giving pshat of psukim in the Torah when he's going through this. Unbelievably inspiring message for us. The whole world. And that's why he says, Vayirei osan ha-mitzrim in general. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears and he will hold in judgment. Amaleinu, Lachatzeinu, and Anyenu. Each one of them. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says, is not a Vatran. Kaddish Baruch Hu sees each and every tzara that one goes through, and he's not blinded or numbed by the rest of the tzaras that are going on. We have to take that as a comfort, that even though from our perspective, sometimes we're dulled, but when it comes to Kaddish Baruch Hu, everything, every single detail is perfectly balanced. Okay. Moving right along. Let's get to some brachas. We need some brachas. As we know, klalos are always preceded by brachas. B'chukosai and here in Kisavo. So the Pata tells us, Hayom azeh Hashem alokecha mitzavcha la'asos ezekum me'ilah. Today Hashem commands you Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking. He's been talking for a while, since the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. His five-week pep talk before he dies, that's Sefer Dvarim. So, v'shamarta v'yasisa osam b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha. And then we have Pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Es Hashem he'emarta hayom, and Hashem he'emircha hayom. Many, many pshatim. Somebody show me a Sefer with nine pshatim. What does it mean, he'emarta? It's an unusual word in the Torah. Hashem has done something to you. As Hashem emart, let's translate it as designated. As Hashem emarta hayom. And it seems like the first pasuk is about what we have to do for him. As Hashem emarta hayom, he has designated you, lios lacha lelokim, v'laleches bedrachav, v'lishmer chukav, u'mitzvosav, u'mishpatav, v'lishmer b'kolo. Sounds like a whole list of what we have to do. He's designated us to do all, giving us all these mitzvos. And the next pasuk then, we would expect, what is Hashem going to do for us? Right? V'Hashem hemircha hayom, and Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Ches seem to say that, except for one phrase. Again, Pasuk Yud Zayin seems to be all the things that we do for God. Pasuk Yud Ches, V'Hashem Emir Chayom, Lios Lo La'am Segulak Asher Diber Alach. Yes, you will be his treasure nation. Let me skip a phrase for a second. U'lesidcha El Yod HaKol HaGoy, will put you above all the other nations, L'Til HaShem L'Seferes, V'Lios Cham Kadosh V'Chul. So the last two pasukim talk about Hashem does to us, and the first pasuk is about what we do to Hashem. But stuck in the second pasuk, in pasuk Yud Ches, Lios Olam Segula, V'Lichos Vosav. End of pasuk Yud Ches. That's about what we do for him. Why is that in the pasuk, supposedly of the list of things that he does for us? Pasuk Yud Zayin is everything that we do. And then the pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Ches is all about what he does for us, and yet stuck in the middle is Lishbar Kol Mitzvosav. Ask this question, the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim in source number 4 asks, what is this phrase of Lishbar Kol Mitzvosav doing here in the middle of the pasuk? The Arachayim, who some people call the Ramban of the Achronim. The Ramban of the Achronim. Yes, Kash is insightful like the Ramban, and gives whole suggestions and ideas how to fit it into the text. So says the Arachayim here, he gives 4, we'll do 3 pshatim. 3 pshatim. V'ulai, why does Lishbar Kol Mitzvosa part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? That's what we do for him. The answer is no. This phrase is also about what Hashem does for us. How? V'ulai, ki teferes Yisrael, hi ma shehela v'romim osam b'seislam kol ha-mitzvos. The greatest gift that Hashem has given us is given us an opportunity to live a life of Torah and mitzvos. That's not only what we do for him. It's what he does for us. He doesn't quote it, but as we know, the last Mishnah, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh says Yisrael, L'Ficha Chir B'Lehem Torah and Mitzvos. The greatest chus in the world is a life of Torah and mitzvos. Mashal Oasa Kein L'Rishonim, Shehagam Shenasa Mitzvos of Yisparach La'ada, Mula Noach, Hula Avos. Even to the earlier generations, lo nasan ala beis gimel gargarim, a couple of piles of mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs did they have? Aval Yisrael nasan shmiras kol mitzvos yisbarach. But to Bnei Yisrael, he gives us the opportunity to do all the mitzvos. V'yesh lechol adas ki kol mitzvos einam ela shmira mehatiyuv umiluch locha nefesh. Mitzvahs keep us spiritually clean. They shine our soul. Right, we have to imagine. You know, somebody's shirt is dirty, I got to put it in the wash. If I feel dirty, go do a mitzvah. I'll take off some stains. I'll clean my soul, heavy detergent. Right? That's mitzvos. U'bashlam eshmiras ha-mitzvos yeh ha-adam shalem mikol mum u'mikol lichluch. Number one, lishbar kol mitzvosav, that's what he does for us. He gives us the opportunity to do the mitzvos. Number one. Number two, beis, yirtzeh. What does it mean, lishbar kol mitzvos? Ki Hashem yechazeg zro'os. Lishmar kol mitzvos. Doing all the mitzvos is not easy. We should look at it as a light job, not a burden. But it's not easy. The commitment, right? The sacrifice that one has to make is not easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to help us. To strengthen our arms. Yechazek zeroos. Ki lo hayu akol zochim l'davar zeh. Hagam shiach v'zu lishmar lo yizdam el yadam. Right, even if somebody tries, he might not have the opportunity to do all the mitzvahs. V'im yizdamin lo tasig yadam, and if he has the opportunity, he might not be successful. V'im tasig l'chelek mi'ha mitzvahs, lo tasig l'chol ha mitzvahs. We won't have the opportunity. Hashem says, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to try to give you as much as you can. Mitzvah gevurah mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. But maybe that's another idea of lishmar kol mitzvosav. Hashem is going to give us the opportunity to be shomer kol mitzvosav. And finally, the third idea. We're not going to do the fourth. Feel free to look. I didn't give it to you. Gimel yirtzal derech amro. What it says in Kohela, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Psachim shluchim mitzvah in nizokim. There's a special spiritual protection that one has when one is involved in a mitzvah. Shluchim mitzvah eina nizokin. That's the protection by shmiras mitzvahs. People, like Gemara in Kedushin, somebody was doing a mitzvah and things didn't work out so well. There's a arichas yamim, maybe not arichas shanim, but arichas yamim that's promised, and we can't always know, you know, what kind of nezek is real nezek. But either way, that's the arachayim HaKadosh, three pshatim. How does lishmar kol mitzvosav mean? Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, aren't we the ones that do the mitzvahs? Number one, it's a privilege to do the mitzvahs. Number one, he helps us do and gives us the opportunity to do more and more. And number three, there's protection when we do the mitzvos. Shluchei mitzvah einan nizokin. Okay. Moving right along, continuing with the brachas. Continuing with the brachas. Perach Chavches a little bit later though now. As we get closer to the Tochacha, but at the beginning of Perach Chavches, a word that we have spoken about in the past and have given different pshatim to, and this year we will add on or two. Pasuk says, if we listen to Hashem, l'shmar la'asos kol mitzvosav shachim mitzav chayom, unesancha Hashem alakecha elyon akol goyi ha'aretz. Hashem will put us above elyon. Uvau alecha kol ha'brachos ha'ele. All these brachos will come to you. V'hi sigucha. And they will reach you. Right, that is a word that many pshatim have given. What does that mean? That all the brachas will come easy. What do you mean? A bracha has to be as if you're running away from the bracha and it'll catch you? V'hisigucha. Ki sishma b'kol Hashem alokecha. Because you listen. Ask the Netziv. What does that word v'hisigucha mean? Again, we've given other pshatim in past years. What does that mean v'hisigucha? And what does it mean? The second part of the pasuk. These brachos will come to you, v'isi gucha, and they'll reach you. Ki tishma, because the ambiguous key. Key means four different things. We don't know what it means here. O dilma el daha. Does it mean because? Does it mean when? What does the key here mean? The mysterious key. Eina muvet nuvenes, says the Hemek Davar, says the Netziv, source 5. Eina muvenes melitza zu. V'chi adam hu nirdaf, u boreach min abrachos, at shavar v'isi gucha. Is a person running away from a bracha? As if to say, caught you! The bracha is like running after him. Vesu, and also maza mesayim od apam kitishma. What's the kitishma? Har bedaber b'tnai halozim shemo atishma. What is it emphasizing? Kitishma. It says that it's siv, just a little thought, but very creative, and it gives us a message. Ela ha'inyan. T'pishah she'ina adam asuk b'shkida sa Torah. If somebody is not living a life focused on Torah, and is not involved primarily in a Torah life, mispael umargish simcha bahagia lo eze revach ubracha ba'olam. If somebody is not spiritually inclined, then any little gashmi gift or lottery that is won, they're very excited about it. Because this is their life. And this is their focus. And I won $10 and I won, wow, amazing. But if somebody was just in the Beis Medrash for 5 hours, if somebody was osek in serious mitzvos for many, many hours, and then they hear they got a windfall, it's going to mean less to them because they have a different focus. If we're totally involved in ruchnius, then money or assets or gashmius, they're a means. They're not an ends. It doesn't get us so excited. Masha'enkein, b'shosha osek b'torah, v'dayto gavoa, if I have a spiritual, uplifted spirit, I'm not going to lose myself. Dayto gavoa mimena. What? Okay, fine. But I'm learning. I'm involved in amazing Achlasas Archim. Whatever I'm doing. If somebody wins 20 million, then even if they're in the middle of learning, they'll be a little happy. So says the Netziv, that's the depths of this bracha. Right, what's the bracha? Uvo kol ha-brachas ha-elev yisigucha, they'll reach you, you'll realize it, ki tishma b'kol ha-shem alakecha. even when you're living a Torah life. Even when you're involved in Ruchnius, it'll be such a bracha that, you know, even somebody who's learning and mitzvos and spiritual all day will recognize that it's a bracha. That is objectively a very large sum or a very large bracha, however you might see it. Maybe the message for us, though, is that when we are involved in Ruchnius, we have to make sure that our hierarchy of values reflects what we're involved in. And, you know, we should be excited about certain things and maybe not as excited about other things. Okay, that's one. But there's another comment of the Svarno on the same pasuk right here, 6 and 7. The Svarno that tells us, Vehisi Gucha, he adds in a line. The brachas will come to you and they shall reach you. Af al pi shalotishtadel ata lahasigam. Even if you don't try to reach them, they will reach you even though you don't try to reach them. What does that mean? Don't try to reach them. Don't we want brachas? What exactly does that mean? So Rabbi Simon in his Sefer, Nimrei Barach, points to the Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of Shlach. And he connects this Svarno to the Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of Shlach. We know this Rabbeinu Bachai, beginning of every parsha, has a essay explaining a pasuk in Mishle, and then he says, and that's exactly what the first pasuk of the parsha means. And he goes right into the first pasuk of the parsha. So out of all the parshas we have, that's as many psukim in Mishle that we have explained by Rabbeinu Bachai. So here he talks about the following pasuk at the beginning of Shlach. Sus muchan liyom melchama v'lashem hatashua. Horses are prepared for war, for the day of battle, and to Hashem is the salvation. What does that pasuk mean? What does that have to do at the beginning of Shlach? And what does it have to do with this Svarno? Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom Yasir Kol Adam Bekosav Hazeh. Shlomo is warning everyone with this pasuk. Horses are ready for war. Hashem brings the salvation. What is that teaching us? Sheyaseh Kol Dover Sheyitztarech Lasos U'Bederech Hatav HaKol Mashe B'Kocho. Hashem created rules of nature. We mentioned this thought a couple of weeks ago. This message, but not in this context. We have an obligation to act b'derech hateva. We have an obligation to have ishtavlus in all areas, in battle, in parnasa, in health. We have to live a natural existence. V'sheyimsar hashar bidei shamayim. But after we do all of our ishtavlus in all the areas of our life, the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not directly connected. Ki haneis einochal ela b'chisar hateva. The Iker Yitziras Adam Banuy Al Midas Ateva. We're human beings with physical bodies, with physical needs. The Alkein Yitztarech Shiyas Adam Pulos Vinyanim Shiachanos Lasigvam Chefso. We have to go through the motions of life. We have to make a living. We have to fight wars. Shiyachin Kli Zayin Vesusimu Merkavas Liyama Melchama. What's the first part of the pasuk? Sus Muchan Liyama Melchama. You have to have horses ready. You have to have tanks. You have to prepare. You have to prepare. Eino meich shem eino meichin. V'yismuch al anes yimser b'yadoivav. If not, if we don't prepare ourselves, then we'll be given over to our enemies. O kemishi yesh lo chol ashu roi l'sakin lo misadim v'samim lo ma'achalo. U ma'achilo ha'machalo ha'mo'ilim l'mno yin ma'achim ha'mashkim. V'yachar shasa lo kol yecholto. V'azak kaderech ha'teva. After, if somebody is ill, if somebody's not feeling well, right, and somebody takes medicine, is it even a yihiratzon? Is it yihiratzon in the Shulchan Aruch? Right here, some of the national kai she rofe she esak zeli the refua ki rofe chida matas. He writes them and say we before we take medicine, we should recognize that we're doing the ishtamlus. But whatever happens after this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think I've told the story in the past. So the Panovich Arav, once I heard this from the person who was with the Panovich Arav. He took him around collecting money for his yeshiva at some point, and he took him to a big gvir, and he had a whole discussion. The gvir writes a check, puts it in an envelope, gives it to the Panovich Arav. Panovich Arav puts it in his pocket. Great. So the person who I told me the story said he took him out and he took him to the car, and they start driving away. And that was he driving away. And the man asked the Panovich Arav, "You going to open the envelope?" He said, "No, not now." He's like, "Why not?" He's like, I did my ishtavlos. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, he gave me. Whatever, that's it. What? That's I have a connection to that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, I did my ishtavlos. I did everything I was supposed to do. Whoa. Sus muchan liyom ha-melchama. So we have to do our ishtavlos, but we have to remember Lashem HaTeshua. We prepare, we do everything we can, and then it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the rest. And that's what he says on line 16. Ki kol ha'inyanim ha'elahim ha'chanos lasos masha b'koch adam lasos b'derech ha'minag v'teva. And after that is Avda Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whether it's Teva, whether it's Nes, that is what we have to recognize. Ba mitzvah satara li Yisrael lasos kolish tadlusam. And that's what we have to do. Ein somchan l'nes. Right, and we learned that all the way back from number 10 person in the world, Noach. Right, Hashem said, didn't tell Noach, you know what? I'm going to let you float on the water. No, build an ark. Build a large ark, not large enough to fit all the animals, but you know, you do your part, and I'll squeeze all the animals in somehow. And we'll figure it out. So the Rabban talks about, it was a nes. Balo tismoch al nes. You have to do all you can. All you can. She has a teva meitz yadua. Mibidi yadua. She has to know exactly what to do. And that's what Shlomo says. And that's what David HaMelech discussed from the river Tum in the Chulu. And that is the story of the Meraglim. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, that's what this is doing here. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Meraglim. It was Ishtambus. But the problem was that they didn't take it as that. But maybe this is what's behind the Svarno in our Parsha. The brachos are going to come to you and they're going to catch you. But don't think it's a direct result of what you did. Don't think it's a direct result of my mitzvos even. And ishtalos, we try and try and try and then it's matnas chinam. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us whatever he gives us, but it's not because directly related to our ishtalos. Again, we could think that when we daven, and when we focus and we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for things, that's fine. But ultimately, if he gives us what we want or what we ask for, we can't think that it was dafka because of that. Oh, magia lanu. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a matnas chinam. Okay. And finally, the last thought for the parsha, and then hopefully we'll squeeze in one thought for Inyana Dioma. We have the pasuk all the way at the end of the, towards the end of the Tochacha. Many Bali Musar quote this when you talk about Simcha. Tachas Pasuk Mem Zayin, part of the problems that we're going to have is because we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev. V'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. We've answered before, Meirov Kol. Nobody has it all. The most we have are Rov. Problem is, we as human beings usually focus on the Miut. We focus on what we don't have. That's human nature. We have to try to focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. But B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev, Rabbi Lau in his commentary on Pirkei Avos discusses Simcha. Ezu Asher HaSamech B'Chelko, source number 8. He says the key is that last word. B'Chelko. B'Chelko. In each of our Chalakim. Nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors, in our neighbor's house, in our friend's house. Everybody has their package. Everybody has, you know, what's in store for them. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu has designed. Kodesh Baruch Hu has designed. Line 7. L'chal adam ba'olam yish tafkid emiyuad lo. Every person in the world has a tafkid. Rak lo. Kol echad mekabel es kol ha-kelim shunizkak lehem. Hashem gives us all of the kelim. All of the utensils. Everything that we're going to need to perform our task, Hashem gives us. It can't be that Hashem sent us on a mission without giving us the kelim to have the mission successful. Does it make sense? No mishaleach would do that. Kal v'chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we try to look around to our friends, no pockets. He said it's like a carpenter who saws huge pieces of wood. And somebody comes over to him and says, you know what, I have a pocket knife. You want to buy it? It's like, sure, yeah, I like that. Switch it. He takes his sword, he gets a pocket knife. He can't fulfill his function with a pocket knife. He's supposed to be cutting large pieces of wood. Pocket knife is useless for him. It's good for the other guy, but it's useless for him. We have to recognize, Ezeo Ashir Asamech B'Chelko, we each have our challenges, and we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. And it's an avoda. Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha, David HaMelech says. It's not easy, but Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha. We have to be work on it and ovid on it, and maybe in that way that Hashem be zochet to the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken to us about. Okay, one thought related to L'Davar Hashem Ori. L'Davar Hashem Ori, which we say during the month of Elul, morning and night. If you look in the Sefer Drash David, he has two volumes on Moadim, besides the three volumes on La Torah. So he talks about two words. Two words in L'Davar Hashem Ori. Right, we say in the Mizmar, Al taster panecha mimeni. Hashem, please do not hide your face from me. Al taster panecha mimeni. Al tat ba'af avdecha. Don't do something in anger to your servant. Ezrasi hayisa. My help, you are. So ask the Drash David here. David's davening. Please help me, help me, help me, help me. So why does he say Ezrasi hayisa? You are my help. No, it should be my help. What do you mean, hayisa? No, tihyeh. Be my help. Why Lashon Avar? Avarti Ayisa. And also, if you look in the Siddur of the Rokeach, the little letters that we quoted on top, Al Tatsi Berdechemeni, don't hide your face from me. Kimosha Asisa, like you did, Haster Aster Panei Bayamahu, like you hid your face. Don't hide your, like you hid your face? What does that mean? Hello, Kivan Sha'avar, Hester, Gadosh Baruch Hu, Aspanim Imenu, Ketzad Zelmar David HaMelech, Hazrasi Ayisa. If we're talking about Hester Panim, why is David saying, you've been my help? No, David's saying, we had Hester Panim, I don't want Hester Panim. Be my help in the future. So what's going on here? So says the Drash David, the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Aleph, which we will read next week, V'yamar b'yomahu halo al ki'ein elokai bekirbi masuni haros ha'ila. You know why these saras happen to us? Because Hashem's not with us. V'yanochi aster, anochi aster, aster panai. And Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face. And many ask the question. I don't say, that sounds like a little bit of tshuva. Hashem's not with us, oivei! And Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from them. Why is that? It sounds like we're still coming closer. They're recognizing Hashem is not with them. And then Hashem says, I'm hiding my face. So explains the Drash David along with another question, which we don't have time for. Part of the problem on the top left now with that lashon is because what did we say? Halo ki al ki ein al kai bekirbi, because Hashem is not with me. It sounds like Hashem has decided to leave us. Hashem is not with us. That's the problem. Did Hashem decide to leave us? Hashem didn't make that decision. That's part of the chait. If the formulation is Hashem has left us, as if Hashem has some responsibility for the leaving, Hashem is Hanochi Aster Aster. That's not tshuva. What we have to recognize is that we caused Hashem to leave. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. HaHefechu HaNachon Hester Panim Bo Noeg HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Klal Yisrael Totsah Shel Chatoi Am Yisrael. It's our responsibility to bring Hashem back. And the Taina Shel Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh HaMastir, that's a problem. We have to recognize, what does it say in Eicha? Kodesh Baruch Hu is only responsible for good. We don't understand a lot of it, but we have to recognize deep down, turning the page, Kasher Einam Yisrael Modim Bekach. If we don't recognize that the Hester Panim started with our actions thousands of years ago, so then there's going to be more Hester Panim. And we have to recognize that fact. And therefore, only when we recognize that everything is part of the divine plan, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Hester Panim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Geula personally and nationally. And he explains in the continuation, says, that's David HaMelech. Ezrasi HaYisa. We'll start from the beginning of the Pasuk. Al Taster Panechem Eni, don't have any more Hester Panim. I don't want more Hester Panim. Al Tatva Avdecha, don't turn away in anger. Ezrasi HaYisa, I recognize that you were my Ezra even in the Hester Panim. I recognize the difficulties that you put me through were because you knew somehow, though I don't understand it. Ezrasi HaYisa, you were my Ezra. Kasher Yodim Yisrael HaMakirim Shekolos Ansaris Einan Bozal HaMitoch HaVasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem. It comes from a love. Like the Pasuk says, like a man, you know, is Miyasir, his child, Hashem is Miyasreka. Odcha Ki Anisani, many Mepharshim say, I thank you Ki Anisani Vatihili Lishua. But that's what we have to think about. As Rasi Ayisa, we realize, as we come towards the Yom Narayim, that all the Hester Panim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed, let's say, we caused it, that the result is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu we've had over the past 2,000 years, nationally, personally, it's all as Rasi Ayisa. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the divine plan of Hashem being an Ozer. Though we don't understand it, We're finite, we're human beings, but we recognize it's all part of the divine plan. And that's what he says on the back page. Kasher Adam Yodeya ki gam atzaris asher sibavu ba'avar. Everything that we've gone through, me'es Hashem hein, royu lezakos la'aretz panem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll be zoche to the light of Hashem. Yodeu makir ani bekach, shetamid ayita Ezra aschimi. You are my Ezra. It was all a tova, and in that way, I was able to have proper recognition now. Let us all be zoche to have the proper perspective and be zoche to a only Yeshuos, Refuos, and Nechamos. Okay, we'll stop here.